Good morning. Today we begin our threefold discipline of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving to prepare for that great celebration of the Paschal mystery of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This practice goes back to the early church. It was as early as the 4th century that Lent was established for 40 days, modeling the 40 years the Israelite people of God spent wandering in the desert, and the 40 days Jesus spent in the desert prior to his ministry. We too must enter that desert, the place where there is nothing but emptiness, dryness, and the absence of life. It is here that we must learn to depend on nothing but God. Jesus taught his disciples to do all their discipline of prayer, fasting, and good works without showing off. He taught us in this gospel this morning to disregard any appearances, any ways of making ourselves look good in front of others. It is time for sackcloth and ashes. Ashes do something for us. They turn us beyond ourselves. They remind us of our mortality. They help us to realize we have the capacity for eternity. Ashes put us in touch with the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They are the opposite of makeup. Makeup is something that makes us look good. We use makeup to hide our flaws and make us look better than we are. Ashes do the opposite. They expose us to who we really are. And that's good, for it brings us closer to the truth, goodness, and God. And that's what the purpose of Lent is, to bring us closer to God, truth, and goodness. Lent is a time for truth rather than makeup. Jesus says, be on your guard against performing religious acts for people to see. Abandon all self-seeking and self-promotion and come to God as you really are, with all your fragility, pain, ashes, and flaws, without any makeup, and give yourself to God. Let God see who we really are. Amen.